you know anything about mudlarking? Well, Sinead Neulachán does, or is about to find out. Hello, Sinead.
Hello, Ray. How are you?
I'm good. I'm good. Mudlarking.
Mudlarking. Who'd have thunk it? I had never heard of this term. Had you?
I hadn't. Can I ask you, am I playing that sound effect in, or is that
real? No. I'm drenched here. Do you know what? I think that they knew that I was about to go on air, the gods above, Mother Nature, because it's after just bucketing down. But I have a brolly, yeah, and I'm sheltering under the trees. But maybe somebody could take this audio and use it for an audio SFX album in the future.
We'll shush for a while and just let the rain do its thing.
Listen to this.
That's sort of nice. I like that. I like this sort of comforting. It is sort of comforting. Now,
yeah.
Well, a perfect day for mudlarking, because the more it rains, the more there's mud, and the more you can lark in the mud.
Yeah, and I was asking a few people today. By the way, I'm down in Wicklow.
Yes.
I'm in Wicklow town, and I'm by the River Vartry.
Right.
And the reason that I'm here is that I'm meeting a mudlarker in a few minutes' time.
Okay.
But I was asking people around the town if they
knew. Hold on. Yeah. Oh, you were just asking if they knew about it. Yes.
If
okay.
If they knew about it,
yes,
and what it was, and a lot of people were saying to me, "Oh, does it have something to do with mud snorkeling?" People were unsure. Then a few people knew exactly what it meant as well. Had you heard of this before?
I'd have no idea what it was whatsoever. No. So you're going to just give us a hint.
Well.
tell us in one sentence what it is, so we know.
In one sentence, people go searching the river mud or the river bank for items of value.
Aha.
And not necessarily items of value when it comes to monetary pieces of material, but pieces of sentimental value as well. So this is a pastime that people have, and they've been doing it for years, and I'm about to meet somebody who has been at it for about 7 years or so.
Okay.
And this is her usual haunt by the River Vartry here in Wicklow.
Ah,
and
right.
She has found some amazing things over the years, so I'll get to talk to her and to see what is the appeal of mudlarking.
I love that sound. You have the wellies on.
It's class, isn't it?
Yeah, I really love that sound. I don't know why. Maybe because I'm listening to it and I'm indoors. Probably not as nice for you because you're there underneath the rain. But for us here who are in Studio 7, it sounds glorious. It sounds glorious.
I've got my hat on and my jacket on and I'm still soaking.
Right, you poor thing. So looking for stuff. Looking for stuff. That's our theme today.
Looking for stuff.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever go looking for stuff, or did you ever find anything of interest or of value?
No, usually I have a story about everything, but on this occasion, sorry, I can't find one.
Yeah.
I've never found anything of value or of interest in all my years on this planet. So there you go. Sorry about that. Yes. What about you?
Well, I know that we spoke before about collecting items, and I used to collect call cards when I was younger, and I remember arriving near a call card box or near a phone box and being so excited with the idea that I might possibly find a call card inside.
Yes.
There were a few dotted around the peninsula of Dingle, the West Kerry Peninsula, where I grew up. And I remember any time that we'd go to, say, a local shop, I'd rush over to the kiosk to see if anyone had left a call card after them. And I got some pretty cool call cards. And
yeah,
some of them, I'd say, might be collector's items now. The limited edition Tina Turner one, or the limited edition Blink one as well. So I think that's probably the most treasured possession I have that
okay.
I found.
And you asked people that you met today on your way to Wicklow if they'd found anything interesting or of value over the years.
I certainly did. And the first person I met was James.
A knife that has belonged to my late father, and I actually had lost it, and I gave up trying and afraid to say anything to anyone about it, and I prayed to St. Anthony, and then a couple of years down the road we were cleaning out the attic and I found it in a box, which I don't know how I ever got there, and I was delighted that I'd found it. I still have it, yeah, still have it, but I haven't mislaid it ever since.
Hey, good old St. Anthony. Hey, I lost the car key there over the weekend, and I did have a word with St. Anthony because he was brilliant with my mum over the years, but no joy on this occasion.
No joy?
How
did you get to work?
No, well, I had a spare. I knew where the spare was, you know, but
okay,
now I'm down to one, yeah.
Yeah.
But why is it that when we lose something, it's always in the last place you look?
Yeah, and I hate it when people say to you, where did you last have it? And you think, well, if I knew that, I wouldn't be looking for it.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. Right, that was James and his dad's knife.
Yeah, well, I'm by the river here, but people have found nice things by the beach as well, like Stephen.
And the best thing I found was a few years back, I was down on the beach and walking along, and I seen glittering in the sand was a silver chain with a cross on it. But that's going back into the kind of the early to mid 90s. There was no identified marks on it, so I actually ended up giving it to my mother. And she still has it to this day. She keeps it in her jewellery box. It's just one of those childhood mementos.
Uh-huh, that's Stephen. And Stephen's neighbour has a great story, which Stephen can now tell us.
The most unusual one I know is a neighbour was metal detecting and actually found a meteorite and has had people come over from the US, from the National Space Agency over there, to investigate the meteorite. There's tests ongoing on it at the moment, but they think that it has come from an impact that occurred on Mars. And they are still studying the meteorite. So that's definitely one of the most unusual things I've heard or I've had.
Yeah, fascinating, Stephen, yes.
That was a very impressive story. I got talking to Holly as well. She found another solid material of a different nature, though.
I'd say a piece of citrine crystal when I went for a hike up Glendalough about a year ago. It was the best thing I've ever found. It's pretty chunky. It needed a good clean anyway when I picked it up out of the ground. And it has a little pieces of gold fleck through it as well. It's absolutely beautiful. I wanted to go home like straight away, but I continued with my hike. But once I got home, I was like chuffed when I realised what it actually was, you know. It was all mucky and stuff when I seen it, so I didn't actually realise it was a train until I got home, but over the moon. I'd say go up to Glendalough and go crystal hunting up there.
Citrine.
Citrine, mm-hmm. And she showed me a video of the crystal that she found. It's beautiful.
Yes.
So it has a new pride. Well, it's sitting proudly in her home, so that's quite nice.
Nice. Sorry, that rain. Sorry. And finally, Finn. Finally, Finn.
So, like, at Christmas time, so, like, I've never met my biological dad, and I found, like, a picture in the attic of, like, me as a baby, like, on his chest. And, like, I didn't even know that, like, I'd met him as a baby before. And, like, he looked quite, like me and stuff. So it was kind of weird. Like, it felt like a moment from, like, a movie. And, like, there were all these, like, letters that he'd written to me and stuff as well. I've got it, like, in my diary, yeah. Like, I've kind of, like, yeah, like, I do kind of, like, look at it.
Yeah, there's a story there for Devin, isn't there? A bigger
there
story
is
with
definitely,
Finn.
Yeah, definitely, yes. A story there. That was an amazing box pop to get when I was out and about in Wicklow town. People were lovely, I must say, and I must thank them all for talking to me as I was rushing in from the rain.
So mudlarking, you're off mudlarking now and the Vartry River in Wicklow, and you're going to go along the banks and see if you can find anything of interest or of value with Johanna.
Yes, and she's been doing it for a good few years, as I was saying. This is her usual haunt, so surely she'll know the perfect spot to go to. And you never know, we might find something of interest.
Sinead,
that would be
for the moment,
exciting.
Thank you very much. See you later. Bye, 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 bye.
Tweet at Radio Ray RTE, The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.
Let's see if the rain has stopped in Wicklow. Sinead Niulacon, how are you?
Oh, Ray, soaked. We're absolutely soaked. You might hear that I'm on a different line.
Yes.
My phone got wet and a sign came up saying liquid has gone into your phone somehow. So I couldn't connect how I usually connect. But thankfully, Johanna came to the rescue and I'm on her phone now. She's by my side. And that, but all's good.
Yeah, yeah. We'll have to compensate you for that. You know, definitely.
I'll dry it out in a bowl of rice or something.
Is that it? Well, any suggestions for poor Sinead whose phone got wet? How do you solve that one? 51551 or ray@rte.ie. So hand me over to Johanna. Sinead
is
in Wicklow to meet Johanna, who's a mudlarker. Hello, Johanna.
Hi, Ray. How are you?
Not too bad. And thanks for the use of your phone.
No worries at all.
Now,
it's perfect mudlarking weather.
Sinead was telling us what mudlarking is. So you just tell us again, from your experience, you've been doing it for 7 years.
Yeah, that's right. So mudlarking is where you go out searching the foreshore and the banks of rivers. And you look for items that the tide has washed up, things that have been lost, or things that have been thrown in to the river years and years ago, and they can wash right up at your feet, and you can keep them, identify them, research them.
Why and how did you get into it, Johanna?
Well, I've kind of always been interested in sort of treasure hunting. My dad would take me out for walks over the field as a child, and we'd find fossils and bits of clay pipes from the Victorian era, things like that. And so I kind of, it's always been part of me ever since childhood. And I really got into mudlarking after I moved to Ireland because there are some really interesting things to find here.
Hmm. And what have you found over the years?
So I found bottles, I found plates and cups, I found toys, marbles, people's dentures even.
Nice connection there, Johanna. Well done. And what do you do with these bottles and jars and marbles and dentures?
Well, I keep and display my absolute favourite ones. So I've got a cabinet in my house that's absolutely crammed full. I've got bits and pieces probably in every room of my house. The bottles that are machine made and were created in the sort of mid 20th century, I actually paint them and decoupage them and sell them at craft markets.
Right. And are you on your own or is there a mudlarking group?
Well, it's a very solitary activity for me here in Ireland. When I go over to London, I mudlark on the Thames, and I sometimes meet up with mudlarks there who share my passion.
And how do you know them? Is there some sort of secret handshake or something?
I know all the mudlarks through Instagram, which is where everyone likes to share their finds. And there's a good community on there for researching. You know, if somebody finds something and they don't know what it is, there's usually a mudlark out there who will see the photo and
identify
and be able to comment.
Yes.
Yeah, exactly.
Sorry about the line today, and I'm apologising to you and to our listeners and to Sinead as well, but water got in the phone and these things happen when it's torrential rain. Johanna, thank you very much. Sinead ní Uilleagán, Go Raibh Maith Agat. Or a gut, I should say, and we'll talk to you next week. Thank you. Slán.
All right, thanks very much.
Slán, Anish Doshin and the Priest Skelton and Oak to Le Kirana Farta.